Okay, so today I guess we're going to test some new lesson material. Did you have time to read the article?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Okay. And first of all, do you have children of your own?
Sure. I have two daughters, and I really had a similar experience with my daughters.
Okay, this is good then. This is very good material for today.
Yes, this is a really hot,
so
hot topic for me.
Okay, this is good then. So first of all, let's start by summarizing the two arguments. Can you please tell me, in your words, what these two articles are about?
This is a articles about the arguments of between fathers and daughters because of having the daughter wants to having her cell phone, her own cell phone. The daughter's our daughter, whose name is Sue, wants to have her own cell phone, but her father does not permit to let her have her cell phone.
Right. Perfect. Now, why does Sue want the cell phone? Why is that important for her?
Because her friend. Almost all of her friend has cell phone, and except Sue does not have her own one.
Her own, right. Now, why doesn't her father want her to have a cell phone?
He is really worried about if Sue has her own cell phone, she might get into trouble. And also, Peter and his wife will not to monitor or check who to talk to.
Right, right. Okay. So, two very different opinions. Father and daughter. Who do you agree with? Let's look at the discussion questions. Do you agree with Sue, or do you agree with her father?
I agree with her father.
Oh, okay. And why? Why do you agree with Peter?
Yes, sir. Because of her age, I think Sue is too young to have her own cell phone.
Okay.
And I also worried about to get into trouble, and also, I agree the father's point of view to monitor or check who talk to her, his daughter with. But I understand the Sue's feeling because I used to be a teenager and I don't want to eavesdrop on my conversation with my from my mother. So
but now, do you think when a parent listens to a child's conversation or a teenager's conversation, do you think it's eavesdropping or do you think it's monitoring?
Monitoring. From father's and mother's side, they. But the other side, from the Sue's side, it's not monitoring. Evaporate.
It's
eavesdrop.
It's so true. I think that when you are listening, you're monitoring. But when somebody is listening to you, it's eavesdropping.
Yes.
Very, very good. Okay. Now, do you think, the second question, do you think it's really necessary for teenagers to have cell phones?
I don't think so, because when my daughter asked me to permit having her own cell phone, I asked her, how many times do you think, how many times do you think you need cell phone for last, think back during last week or something. And she explained when I don't remember what she explained, but her excuse explanation is not enough to pursue me. So maybe necessary and they said teenager says they need, but it's a little bit different from need. They want.
That's right. I think need and want get confused.
Yes. Just mixed up.
You need food. You need clothes, but you don't need a cell phone.
Yes.
That's very good. Okay. So it's not really necessary, but it's because they want to have it, because all the other kids have the phone.
Such as toys. A new toy?
Exactly. That's a good example, actually. It's just like toys.
Or fashion?
That's a good example. Yes. Yeah, very much. What about question three? What are the advantages and disadvantages of a teenager having a cell phone?
I think having a cell phone is really convenient. They easily communicate when they back home, and just in case if they have something happen and have to call their emergency call to police or to mother, father, parents, and they may help. And also, maybe that's all. And the disadvantage. Who pays the their charge?
Who pays the monthly
church? Maybe parents.
Yes.
And if parents pay the monthly church, they don't know how much they pay, and maybe their amount of charge will be increased. They don't care.
That's true.
As much time they want to, as long as they want to talk.
And maybe they talk about things with their friends, not necessary calls. They just talk.
Yes.
About gossip or something.
And sometimes we have just one ring and stop, and if we call back and they charge
the wrong number?
Wrong number, or the only dial, and make a high risk charge, or they require. Once we call, they charge lots of money and ask to pay, or many problems happen in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right. So it could get expensive for the parents.
Mm.
Very good. That's true. Yeah. Now, what about the danger disadvantages? Do you think that's really a disadvantage or not? The danger, talking to the wrong people.
Disadvantage.
Mm-hmm, that's a disadvantage. Good. Now, question number four. I'm interested to hear your answer to question number four, because you said you have two girls.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
Now they are 20, 22, 21, 22. I'm not sure.
Okay. 21 and 22.
No, I'm not sure. She's 21. Yes,
21 and
19? 19.
Okay. So have you had this kind of problem with your daughters in the past?
Not actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
When they were teenagers, did they want to have cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter
and what did you say?
Please wait until you become a high school student.
So when they were in junior high school, even, they wanted cell phones?
Yes, because one of her best friend had her own cell phone.
Oh. And so she asked you, and you said?
No.
Okay. What did she say when you said no? How was her reaction?
She explained why she needs and how convenient if she does, and I explained, and if you need a cell phone, ask her to borrow.
Okay. That's a good argument.
Yes.
That she can borrow her friends.
Yes.
That's very clever, Yoko.
Thank you.
What did she say when you said that? What did she say?
She was silent. Okay.
It's a good answer.
And she gave up at that time, and she waited until she became high school student to have a cell phone.
So when she became a high school student, then you agreed to allow her to have a cell phone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did she pay for it, or did you pay for it?
I'm not remember, but maybe I made her limit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay. I think she has. She didn't have any side job. Arbeito.
Mm-hmm. Part-time job.
So I think I paid her cell phone.
Okay.
During
the high school?
During she was a high school student.
Okay. And was she responsible about her cell phone? Was she good? She didn't use it too much, or did she use it too much?
Oh, she responsible to use cell phone, and almost 3 or 4 thousand for 4 months.
And did she feel after she had the cell phone that her life was better? Her social life?
Maybe.
Now, when she had the cell phone, did you feel more relaxed because then you could call her anytime when she was away from home?
Yes.
Did you feel more relaxed?
Yes, that's right.
Ah.
Whenever I talk to her or I check where she is, I call her and she answers and where she is and she was and when she come back, and so I can control my feeling.
That's good. Yeah, so you could always reach her. Very good. Okay. Let's look at question number 5. What do you think are the social consequences of Sue being the only person in her group of friends not to have a cell phone?
I have a question. I don't understand what are the social consequences of Sue.
Okay. So social consequences means if Sue is the only person who doesn't have a cell phone, what will her friends say or what will her friends do? So what will happen to her if she's everybody has a phone? Except Sue. So what will happen to her?
Yes.
Do you think nothing will happen, or?
I wonder. This is a really sensitive part for me. I said no when my daughter asked me to permit having cell phone. I said no, but at the same time I'm little bit wondering if I keep saying no, and if she became the only person who doesn't have a cell phone among her friend, and that because of that she make isolated from her friends I'm really worried about that point, this is a way of my family way or something I explained, but I'm really feeling worried in the really deep in my heart.
Oh,
I say no on the surface, but in the deep in my heart.
You're very strong, Yoko. You're very strong. Your heart was worried. But do you think maybe the other parents said yes too easy?
I think so. Fast? I think so.
Because like you said before, sometimes kids get confused with need and want. Did you have a cell phone when you were in high school?
No, nothing.
Did you survive?
No, I don't think so. When I was a college student, I rent an apartment, and I don't have my home at all. And when my friend called me, and my landlady, who lived next door, and opened her house and her window and called, Yoko, you got a phone call.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I rushed to her house and the phone.
Oh, that is so cute. Did you tell that story to your daughter?
No, I didn't.
That is so funny.
And also,
so you,
when I was a teenager, I wanted to talk to my boyfriend, and I don't want to eavesdrop on my conversation. So mm-hmm. I went out and to look for a payphone. And it was night time, so I said, I told a lie to my mother, and I would go to a stationery shop to buy notebook or eraser or some stationeries.
And
I talked too long to my boyfriend and my mother.
So you would go to the payphone?
Yes, when I was a teenager, payphone is only way, payphone or home, no cell phone.
Oh, that is so cute.
So my mother was worried about I'm not come back home, and she went to stationery shop, and but I didn't go there.
Oh my God. Of course your mother would be worried if you're talking.
Talking.
That is so funny. Was your mother listening? If you talked to your boyfriend at home, was your mother listening to you?
I don't think so, but just I feel like he was dropped me.
So you didn't have a cell phone when you were a teenager, but mm-hmm. you survived.
Yes.
So, therefore.
But as Sue said, time changed.
Good point. Yes, times have changed. That's right. That's very good.
Right now, the numbers of payphone decreased. It's really hard.
That's true.
Really hard to find payphone. When
that's right.
I forgot to bring my cell phone.
That's right.
Really survived.
Now, do you think almost all junior high school students have cell phones now? Like what age, from what age up do they have cell phones?
High school or junior high school? Because of most of junior high school students go to juku, from school. My parents won't let the children have cell phone for safety or some kind of reason. After the juku is cram school is over, let the children call parents. Okay, I'm just finished cram school and I'll go back or give some information.
Right, so they want to be able to call them anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the last question, number 6? Mm-hmm. Peter is really worried that his daughter might be in danger if she has her own cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with him? Or do you think he is overreacting? Do you think he's too worried for no reason?
I think he is too worried. But I know
too worried.
Fathers too worried about their daughters than mothers. I think
he's too worried.
He's too worried.
Okay. So you think that really she would be okay?
Mm.
Okay.
Maybe.
So if you were... Pardon? If you were giving advice to Peter,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend to him?
Having cell phone for is... both advantage and disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe before giving cell phone, be sure to explain which kind of advantages and disadvantages to sue and be sure to care about the things to explain and give some examples of what happens, and then maybe Sue is not baby at all, and she understand and the having cell phone is both dangerous and convenient. But to be getting older, she knows, and through the having cell phone, she learn more and more. So maybe for parents, before for Peter, I suggest him just don't worry, but give explanation to risks and profit to suit.
You would recommend that he agrees to give her a cell phone, but that he explains to her how to use it responsibly.
That's right. That's right.
Do you think Peter should pay for it, or should Sue pay for it with a part-time job?
He should pay half or one third or a part of the, you mean the charge of payphone or monthly charge?
Yeah.
I don't think he should not pay all. Maybe she help the take part of the whole amount of charge.
Yeah. Because if she has to help pay, maybe she will be more responsible with the phone. Very good. Okay, Yoko. Well, that was excellent. It was so good to talk to you about this, especially since you have been in this situation.
Thank you. So
interesting, because this is a big issue in Canada now.
Yes, this is a really hot topic in Japan.
That's right. I think everywhere teenagers want more and more technology, and they want the cell phone. They all want cell phones.
Yes,
and
also, if the model change is really frequently, so...
Yes. And they always want something new.
Yeah.
The newest model.
Yes.
Then everybody wants the newest model. So I think it's a hot topic everywhere among young people and their parents.